We have two readings today, both about Jesus' ascension, and the first one is read to us by Namdi Maduka, our associate minister.
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, starting to read from verse 4 to 11. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will baptize with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? Jesus replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking upwards, up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, we come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke chapter 24, starting at the 44th verse. Then Jesus said to them, These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised, so stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. This is the gospel of the Lord. We live in unprecedented times. And many of us will have thought over the last few weeks, I can't wait to get back to normal. Well, the bad news is, I don't think we'll get back to the normal we had before the COVID crisis started. Our lives, our world has been changed utterly, and there will be long-term repercussions. But the good news is that we are not helpless victims within this crisis. I can imagine that the disciples had this sentiment, I just want to get back to normal. They had the most massive disruption of their lives when Jesus was arrested and tried and then executed on Good Friday. They thought it was all over. But then, the joy of Easter, Jesus broke the chains of the tomb and of death, and he visited with them, he met with them. Could it be possible, I'm sure they thought, that we can get back to normal now? Can we please have our old lives back with Jesus? Travelling from place to place, telling people about the love of God, healing them from all kinds of diseases, giving hope to the marginalised. Surely that's what's going to happen now. Let's get back to normal. But of course, today, ascension marks another massive disruption in the lives of these first followers of Jesus. When he gives them his final instructions, and then he leaves them. He's taken up into heaven. Well, as I just said, We're not victims in this time of disruption. And our text gives us three really helpful pointers as to why we are not victims, why we can be full of hope, as the disciples were. And the three points I briefly want to speak to are assignment, advocate, and aim. So firstly, assignment. Jesus says, don't sit around and twiddle your thumbs. I've got a job for you to do. You will be my witnesses, starting in Jerusalem and then rippling out through Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. I don't know how these ragtag people with mixed backgrounds, with mixed levels of education, heard this assignment. It's a massive assignment, isn't it? You'll be my witnesses and take it to the ends of the earth. Well, this is said to us today. You are my witnesses. In Denham, in South Bucks, in England, in the UK, and to the ends of the earth. And in a sense, I think we can understand that to the ends of the earth is easier in our highly connected world than ever. And as we're thrown back on being in communication through phone calls and emails and social media, we understand that distance is not a hindrance anymore. In our Sunday services, we find that people join us who live locally, people who might have lived locally but now have moved to different parts of the UK or in fact of the world. Or friends of ours who have found our service helpful, although they've never been part of our physical congregation. We are witnesses to Jesus to the ends of the earth, and at this time we understand that really well. So as we are witnesses, let's be aware of that. What kind of witness do I give of Jesus when I make a phone call, when I post something on Facebook, when I write a message on WhatsApp? Does it breathe the life and peace and love and hope of Jesus? Of course, the question is, we are witnesses to Jesus, yes, but what is this good news? Well, as I just said, the good news is actually the person of Jesus, the crucified, risen and ascended Lord. That's our message, that we can have a relationship with the living God. And then more specifically in our gospel, Jesus says that the message they are to take to the ends of the world are the message of repentance and forgiveness of sins, and to proclaim that in his name, in Jesus' name, to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. That is our message. The Christian message is not simply be nice to each other. It is a radical revolution of repentance and forgiveness, of living God's way, not our way, and then to take this message to the ends of the earth. So that's the first one, our assignment. The second one is advocate. It is a mind-blowing realization that because of ascension, we have an advocate in heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. That should propel us into prayer, shouldn't it? Because we've got Jesus' ear, and when we pray, he listens, and he intercedes for us with the Father. We've got a great opportunity this coming week, starting from Sunday, to do that, to have a week of sustained prayer. You can find all the details on our website, and I'd really want to encourage you to use this opportunity, not just for 1 hour, but for several hours. Could you pray 3, 4, 5 days during that week? Maybe have a slot every day, or the days when you have the space for it. We've got resources for how you can spend that hour on our website, and I think it will deepen our prayer life as a church in a massive way. And can we also, while we spend those hours in prayer, listen to Jesus and say, Jesus, what are you saying to us as your church here in Denham, here in South Bucks, here in the UK? We need to hear from you. Of course, we have an advocate in another sense, and our gospel reading alludes to that. They weren't to rush out to the ends of the earth. They were to wait for the advocate, to wait for the Holy Spirit, to empower them, to fill them, so they know that Jesus is in them and he's working through them. So we have an assignment to be witnesses. We have an advocate, so let's pray, and we have an aim. There is an aim, a destiny to human history. As they stand there staring into heaven, angels appear to them and say, "Why are you staring into heaven? This Jesus, who you've just seen ascend, will return again. Jesus will return, as we'll declare in our creed in a moment, to judge the living and the dead. That's our aim. That's the goal of all history. We're not going round in circles. And it's an aim that fills us with hope. No matter what I'm going through at the moment, no matter what challenges I have, God is with me now by his Spirit. And one day he will wipe away every tear. He will put things to right. And we will have perfect communion with the Lord we believe in now." And that should fill our hearts with hope, especially at a time of crisis such as this. I've talked with people and I've heard from people who are so full of fear. I don't think when the lockdown restrictions are lifted, we will all go back and rush back into larger meetings. Now, that's not wise anyway. We will, of course, take all necessary precautions. We will observe distancing measures. But we will not be threatened in such a degree by COVID-19 that we're paralyzed, that we're in lockdown forever. No, we will go to the ends of the earth, either virtually or physically, because Jesus is our Lord and he gives us hope in life and in death. Death has lost its ultimate threat for us as followers of Jesus, because Jesus will come back and the dead will rise. And those who love and follow Jesus will be with him forever. And there will be no more death, and no more fear, and no more sickness, and no more tears. An assignment, an advocate, and an aim. Amen.